Please stand as you are comfortable for today's gospel reading. In John 17, verses 6 through 19, we read about Jesus' prayer for his disciples. This can be a really confusing section of the Bible, but just remember, Jesus is talking to God about his disciples. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and your word has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ.
Happy Mother's Day again. This is the third time, but you will be saying more probably throughout the day. Let me share with you a story related to Mother's Day. Three prosperous sons decide to give their elderly mother the best Mother's Day ever. The first son said, "I built Mom a big and beautiful mansion." The second son said, "I bought her a brand new Mercedes." "Well, brothers, I've got you both beat," said the youngest son, "since Mom has trouble reading the Bible because of her eyesight, I sent her a parrot that can recite the entire Bible. It took 20 monks 12 years to teach him." Soon thereafter, Mom emailed each son. "Bruce," she wrote to the first son, "the house you built is so huge. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house." "Barry," she wrote the second son, "I am too old to travel or drive, so I never use the Mercedes." "Dearest Mark," she wrote to her third son, "you have the good sense to know what your mom likes. That chicken was delicious." And she was happy. Today we celebrate Mother's Day and Festival of the Christian Home, emphasizing the importance of a family, which is a precious gift from God. Yes, every single person has a mom, whether your mother is still living, here or in heaven. Moreover, you yourself might be a mother or a grandmother. Speaking of a mother, especially mother with many offspring, our good friend and sister in Christ, Bessie Ridley, has lived a wonderful life of 104 years, almost 105. She was blessed to have had 5 children, 17 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and 7 great-great-grandchildren. Amazing, isn't it, right? She must be the record in my pastoral ministry history. So it will be a beautiful celebration of Bessie's life this coming Wednesday with her family, friends, and loved ones, and our church family. Anyhow, even though you have no children of your own, you might be a spiritual mother to someone. Yes, all mothers and all spiritual mothers and alike, so practically all women are to be recognized and honored at least on Mother's Day. It's a day of love and gratitude. May God bless all the mothers, all the women, and all the families among our congregation and everywhere with love, mercy, grace, always. It's such a happy day with many blessings. Moreover, according to the Christian calendar, today we are celebrating the Ascension of Jesus Christ. Actually, Ascension Day always falls on Thursday, which is exactly 40 days from Easter Sunday. Yet, traditionally, the worldwide Christian church always observes and celebrates Ascension on the following Sunday. So today is that Sunday. So today is Ascension Sunday that commemorates the ascension of Jesus into heaven, which signifies God's home or God's presence. This morning's gospel reading is a part of John chapter 17. This entire chapter is a prayer of Jesus. His prayer is in 3 parts. Number one, Jesus' prayer for himself, Jesus' prayer for his disciples, and Jesus' prayer for his future followers. And this morning's passage, verses 6 through 19, is the prayer of Jesus for his disciples who would continue to share the good news of Jesus beyond his ascension. So knowing this original context, we now understand that in his prayer, I refers to Jesus, you refers to God the Father, and they refers to his beloved disciples. I believe that this prayer can be also applicable to all the disciples of Christ Jesus today, who are faithfully continuing the ministries of Jesus, especially beyond the ascension. Before the ascension, the disciples and the followers were extra blessed because they had Jesus in person. However, after the ascension, what happened? All the disciples and followers were on their own and still are on their own. That's right. This post-ascension ministry setting is still relevant and valid here and now, even though it's been some 2,000 years. So, based on these prayer words of Jesus Christ shown in John chapter 17, even though we no longer have the physical presence of Jesus among us, thank God, we can still not only dwell in his words, but also be empowered by the Holy Spirit so that we can continue doing our ministries and missions in the name of Jesus. Here is an extremely important point. The physical presence, the physical body of Christ is absent on this earth after his ascension. However, we, the church, are now the body of Christ. Yes, we are called to continue doing Jesus' ministries and missions as his embodiment. We are the body of Christ. I'm sure you have heard many, many times, right? In this case, in this sense, when we read this passage from the Gospel of John, we are assured that you and I are still in the prayer of Jesus, who is the timeless and eternal Christ. From this passage, we can learn many things, how much Jesus loves us and how fervently Jesus prays to God for us who were left behind and now and beyond. From my observations on this Jesus prayer for us, I can summarize it into at least seven blessings of assurance beyond ascension of Jesus. Maybe there could be more. Here are the seven blessings. I'm not going into the each verse now, though. Number one, we have the words of God. Number two, we have faith in God. Number three, we are protected by God. Number four, we have complete joy in God. Number five, we belong to God, not to the world. Number six, we are sent to the world. Number seven, and we are sanctified by God. Each and every point is so crucial and so precious. Most of all, the highlight of his prayer is that we belong to God. We are God's people, we are God's children, and we are God's one family. Apostle Paul also emphasizes in Ephesians 2:19, "So now you are no longer strangers and aliens. Rather, you are fellow citizens with God's people, and you belong to God's household." Yes, you and I are God's family. Therefore, we should never forget this timeless truth that we belong to God, especially while we are still living our lives. I know that sometimes you might feel lonely, anxious, helpless, or even depressed because of many factors, circumstances, or situations happening beyond your control or expectation. But remember that you are not alone. You are surrounded by God's love, God's comfort, and God's presence in everyday life. Yes, you belong to God. God always takes a good care of you. When you realize this truth, when you find this blessing, your everyday life becomes every opportunity to experience God's love and to share God's love with everyone. God is our home. To me, as we celebrate Mother's Day, it feels that God is like a mother, right? Yes, God, our God, is a mothering God. Even though we run away from mother sometimes, mother always runs after us with her unconditional love. One of my favorite children's books is The Runaway Bunny, which was first published in 1942, written by Margaret Wise Brown and pictures by Clement Hurd. I know you have, some of you probably remember this. It's a still classic book that teaches us a timeless truth. Mother's love is unconditional and graceful. The book's story is like this. A little bunny tells his mother that he is going run away, becoming variously a fish, a rock on the mountain, or a crocus in a hidden garden, a bird, a sailboat, a circus acrobat, and so on. Nevertheless, Mother Bunny runs after her little bunny, appearing as a fisherman, a mountain climber, a gardener, a tree, a cloud, a trapeze worker, and so on. Every single time. Do you remember, or can you guess what happens at the end? Here is the last part of the story. The little bunny said, "If you become a tightrope walker and walk across the air, I will become a little boy and run into a house. If you become a little boy," and mother says, "If you become a little boy and run into a house," said the mother bunny, "I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you." "Shucks," said the little bunny, "I might just as well stay where I am and be your little bunny." And so he did. "Have a carrot," said the mother bunny. The end. It's a beautiful story about our mother's love that embodies God's sacrificial and unconditional love. I'm sure everyone knows the Jungle Book, not the Disney movie, but an original 1984 book. It was written by the English writer Joseph Rudyard Kipling. He also says something very famous about mothers. Quote, "God could not be everywhere, and therefore God made mothers." Unquote. So true. In our lives, we have so many reasons to be grateful to God. Loving and honoring your mothers is one of the most beautiful acts of sharing God's love. We belong to God as the people of God who loves everyone across the universe. One of my favorite hymns is 356, "When We Are Living." Originally, it's a Spanish song, "Pues Si Vivimos," meaning "in all our living." And it's a truly beautiful hymn with a lovely melody and meaningful words. It's a song of confession and affirmation. It's a song of hope and faith. We are going to sing this hymn as the hymn of dedication together right after my sermon. After my sermon, not now, but here are the words. Verse 1, "When we are living, it is in Christ Jesus. And we are dying, when we are dying, it is in the Lord. Both in our living and in our dying, we belong to God. We belong to God." Verse 2, "Through all our living, we our fruit must give. Good works of service are for offering. When we are giving or when we are receiving, we belong to God. We belong to God." Verse 3, "Mid times of sorrow and in times of pain, when sensing beauty or in love's embrace, whether we suffer or sing rejoicing, we belong to God. We belong to God." Verse 4, "Across this wide world, we shall always find those who are crying with no peace of mind. But when we help them or when we feed them, we belong to God. We belong to God." As you are aware, this hymn is based on Apostle Paul's words in Romans 14:8. "If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord." So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Yes, we belong to God, and we are always being lifted in Jesus' prayer. That is definitely a comforting assurance. Now, as we celebrate Mother's Day, Festival of the Christian Home, I would like to bless everyone in this congregation This blessing is written by one of the UMC pastors from the California Pacific Conference. After the blessing for everyone, I will invite you to join me in unison prayer. Let us pray. Father in God, you have searched us and known us. You know when we lie down and when we rise up. You discern our thought from far away. Mother in God, it was you who formed our inward part. You who knit us together in our mother's womb. We praise you, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Holy Son, you have come into the world as the Word made flesh and dwelling among us as a constant and abiding reminder that God is always with us, even to the ends of the earth. You are the light that has shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Creating Spirit, where can we go that you are not with us? If we ascend to heaven, you are there. If we make our bed in the depth, you are there. If we perceive the darkness overwhelming us, we know that even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. You hem us in behind and before and lay your hand upon us. When we come to the end, you are still with us. Now, please join me in unison prayer. Let's pray. Loving God, in your wisdom, you have created us and given us many gifts. Today, we thank you for all that we mean to each other and to our friends and families. We thank you for the love that has brought us to this time and place, and for your love which abides to tie us all together. Where you are, O God, there is love. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.